Good morning. A southerly breeze and increasing cloud cover overnight prevented temperatures from dropping back to the cold levels we had seen in recent mornings. Instead, most of us are opening up in the upper 30s and lower 40s. This cloud cover is generated by an advancing area of warmer air from the south and west. The thicker clouds will continue to lift through the region during the morning hours and reveal partly to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, and that, combined with the southerly breeze at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will push temperatures well above seasonal averages and will top out in the lower to mid 60s for daytime highs, with some places even approaching the 70 degree mark. It'll remain mild tonight. As a cold front approaches from the west, skies will cloud back up, and there is the chance of some passing showers from time to time during the overnight hours. Lows will drop back into the lower to mid-40s. Most of the clouds and showers with this front will have passed through by the time the sun comes up on Friday, so we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy and still mild Friday afternoon in the mid-50s. A secondary surge of colder air behind this system will push in on Friday night, and you'll notice a big change for the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and colder with highs only near 40 on Saturday, and despite mostly sunny skies, there'll be a chilly breeze with highs around 40 again on Sunday. Another reinforcing shot of colder air for the beginning of next week, although mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday will be deceiving as highs will only be in the lower and middle 30s before we rebound back into the 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving through the upper Midwest will shift into southern Canada today, and snow will come to an end. Showers and thunderstorms, however, will persist along the leading edge of the storm's associated cold front through Friday evening. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms for portions of the Central Plains and Mississippi Valley today, and a slight risk for northern Texas, central Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and southwestern Missouri tomorrow. These thunderstorms will also have the potential to cause flash flooding and urban flooding due to their slow motion and high rainfall rates. Meanwhile, over the southwest and southern plains, persistent dry conditions combined with high winds associated with a front and a tight pressure gradient nearby will create a critical risk of fire weather. Portions of southeastern New Mexico, the Texas Panhandle, northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, and southeast Colorado will be at greatest risk for fire weather and currently had red flag warnings in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a west wind at 47, gusting to 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 38, 89% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Copper Basin and Stanley, both in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 70, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers developing and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 56 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 38, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 8-tenths of an inch for the month, which is 3.8 inches below normal. And 54.1 inches for the season, which is 2.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 70 set in 1977, and the record low 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m., 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with showers by the end of the day today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Saturday, near 40. Mostly sunny, breezy and cold Sunday, near 40. Mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.